Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim, this is The Positive Truth. We're all about bringing that positivity because there's a lot of great things going on that aren't being covered, and that's what we're here for. We don't like the fear, we don't like the hatred, and we're all about bringing people and communities together. Tim, sounds like you're still sick. Are you alive, man. Sir?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like if it wasn't for allergy medicine, man, I wouldn't be here. I'm just happy.
Tim, if it wasn't for your positivity, I wouldn't be here. There we go.
Take that, world.
Take that negative to a positive.
I like it, man. Let's keep flipping it.
Before we get into our six positive news stories, make sure to like, share, subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. It helps us out so much. Tell a friend about this positivity that they can experience. And follow us on all our social media accounts where we post positive things all the time, especially on our Facebook page where you don't even have to have a Facebook. You can still check out our positive news stories. We post there 5 days a week. Tim, you ready?
Let's do it, man.
What you got?
Man, so I'm going to talk about one we shared on the Facebook page maybe a week ago or so. But basically, it's about this dad that gets on stage to do ballet with his daughter after she suffers from stage fright. So Mark Daniels, he quickly comes to the aid of his young daughter at Hamilton City Hall in Bermuda on May 29th during a dress rehearsal for her dance recital. Basically, he realized that his daughter was trying to mimic what, you know, the instructor was trying to, you know, show her. And she basically started having a tantrum. And he noticed when she was having this tantrum that she still wanted to be up there. So he decided, with holding his other daughter in his arms, he decided to go on stage and, help her out a little bit. He knew that she needed a hug, so he gave her a hug and started doing the dances. And, you know, just trying to help motivate her. And basically, it worked, man. There's a cool video you can see on our Facebook page if you haven't checked it out already. I know when I saw it, I immediately was just like, wow, this is one of the dopest things ever. Dad goals for sure. So, yeah, if you want to check it out, it's really, really cool. You can see it for yourself and get a real good visual of what I'm talking about here. At the Positive Truth Podcast, check it out. Do Savas, JP, what you got?
Yes, you should definitely check out this video. Tim is underselling how awesome the video is.
Yeah, man, it's you really got to check it out. I loved it, like, from beginning to the end. I thought he was going to get off after, like, 10 seconds, but nah, man, he committed.
He knew the whole dance routine, and he had a kid in his arms, another one. Just, yeah, dad goals, exactly.
Tu sabes.
Speaking of dad goals, we're going to talk about teacher goals. We've been doing a lot of positive news stories about awesome teachers because you know what? Teachers are awesome and they need more recognition. Like LaShonda Carter, who always told her students she'd be there for them if they needed her, and she didn't disappoint when one reached out. 3 years after she had been in Carter's class, one of her teachers hit her up on Facebook, or one of her students hit her up on Facebook, and was like, hey, going through a rough time. I need to attend a job fair. But I have a 3-week-old baby, and I have nowhere. I can't afford a babysitter, and I have like nowhere to take her. But I need to go to this job fair. Miss Carter, I got you. Not a problem. Drove up, picked up her former student, drove her to the job fair, babysit her 3-week-old baby in the car while she went to the job fair. Her student got the job. I think it's awesome. Shout out to LaShonda Carter, Chicago public school teacher in the inner city, doing great things.
Man, talking about going above and beyond.
Exactly.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
Teachers are winning. If you've been listening to the Positive Truth Podcast, teachers are doing awesome things constantly.
Yeah, from like the beginning of time, teachers are amazing.
Check out our teacher appreciation episode. Tim, what you got?
Man, you talk about teachers made me want to talk about schools. And let's talk about LeBron James if we're going to talk about schools. This man rented out a theme park for all of his students. When was it? Like last week. He did it. It's called basically their annual family reunion for students, for staff, volunteers of the LeBron James Family Foundation at Cedar Point Theme Park in Sandusky, Ohio. It's a bunch of pictures you can check out. I think I've already shared the article to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. But basically, man, he rented out for everybody. It was for all 330 ambassadors who helped the school and foundation accomplish their day-to-day goals. They had a blast. I believe their Instagram page has a lot more of the pictures that they were able to keep up with all the students having a good time. And the article that I shared to the Facebook page, it does have a few pictures that are there that you can see these kids and family and friends just having a great time together. And yeah, man, I thought it was amazing. LeBron James is amazing. He's done like everything. He probably surpassed Chance the Rapper now as a Positive Truth Person of the Year.
Oh, Chance still holds that down from 2017.
That's true. He probably holds the title, but LeBron James is like...
It's an annual award. We'll see.
We shall. We shall.
We got a lot of time left.
The youth always win, so like they're their own category. You guys just can't top that, but he's helping out the youth. But that's bars, man.
Also, is there anything more fun? There are a few things more fun than like roller coasters. Just going to throw that out there.
I'll give you that.
Thanks, Tim. We're at the halfway point. Well, we like to do our audio meditation. We encourage everyone to play along with us. In the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. So we encourage everyone to basically just think of one thing you're grateful for, and we will too. Tim, do you want to go first?
I think you should go first. I got to think about it for a second.
Oh, I already know. Mine is friends, because friends are awesome. I'm grateful for every friend, every companion I've ever had in my life. I'm one of those people, I don't talk a lot. Like, Tim has 1,000, he has like 1,400, you have like 4,000 Facebook friends, right?
I don't know. Do I have that much?
Probably. Like, Tim talks to everybody. I've been one of those people, I've never really, like, I go to work, I'm trying to say as little as possible. But at the same time, like, I've had a lot of great friends in my life. People I haven't talked to in years, that if I talked to them tomorrow and I reached out, we'd still be great friends. I recognize how lucky I am to have so many great friendships, and that's what I'm thankful for. Companionship is awesome. Hanging out with friends is better than the club. It's better than not being sober doing anything. Hanging out, chilling with friends and family is the best. We should all do it more often. Friday, Saturday night should be like board games with friends. That's my thing. We should all just hang out with each other more often, more community. That's what I'm grateful for, Tim.
Man, I like it. I like it. I can't top that.
It's not about topping it.
You know what I'm thankful for in all reality? I am really thankful for, like, different types of food. Like, so... My mom is staying here now, like, helping out with the baby until January. And Edna's learning how to cook a little bit from my mom. And it's, like, some of the stuff that I love that my mom cooked. Like, there's a dish called pollo guisado. And it's, like, this chicken. And I know you don't eat meat and all, but it's great to me. Edna made it the other day, and it was actually pretty good. So I'm just kind of like, man, this is going to be a fun little life I'm going to have here pretty soon, because she's learning how to make all these like random dishes that I know how to, that I like to eat. And it's not just Mexican food or Puerto Rican food. And, you know, it's just random things. And I'm just happy for different types of food.
Tim, you know I'm down for all types of food.
So absolutely.
I fully appreciate that as well. There's nothing like late night taco stand or Bobo's.
Man. I haven't had Bobo's in so long. Every time I want to go, the line is too ridiculous. And it's just not the same when you're older, I guess. When you're young, you don't mind waiting in line. When you're older, you're just like, yeah, I ain't about this life.
I thought patience was supposed to increase whenever you got older.
But not like at 2 a.m. Like, Bobo's, you know, it's only like specific times you can get that.
So we're based out of Oklahoma City. Bobo's is basically the best late night spot here. It's probably our most famous restaurant besides Cattleman's, now I think about it.
Yeah, everybody knows about Bobo's.
So yeah, if you're ever in Oklahoma City, I don't go at 2 a.m. I go at like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
There isn't a line then either. So you should check it out. Anyways, back to the positive news stories.
Shout out to Bobo's.
Is it your... I think it's my turn.
Yeah, I only got one left.
Okay. Greece public schools, or this, the country of Greece, is providing free meals for all students at four schools in their Greece Central School District. They'll provide free lunch and breakfast. And yeah, I think it's awesome. They said basically they're tired of lunch shaming, of kids getting different meals or kids not being able to pay for stuff. And across Greece, 42% of enrolled students in 2016-2017 qualify for free or reduced meals. And they're like, that's not okay. Kids should have enough to eat. So shout out to Greece for doing that.
Man, that is pretty dope.
It's almost like everywhere should do that. Just throwing it out there. politician, you want to get elected for midterms? Maybe you should push for that.
Big facts. So, I got one story left, man.
What is it, sir?
I have a 4'2", 100-pound wide receiver will be joining Baylor's football team this fall. And yes, I did say 4'2", 100 pounds.
Let's, hopefully he doesn't get hit.
Well, check this out, man. His name is Ricardo Benitez, and he was born without femurs and was told he was probably never going to walk again. It didn't stop him. The Texas native basically worked his butt off, man. He was just one of those guys that dreamt of playing football since day one, and he didn't want to let anything stop him. Basically, he made headlines recently because he was invited by the Cowboys coach, Jason Garrett, to speak to the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, took a pretty cool picture. He's also one of the sob. He's not hustled, wants to realize, let everybody know that he's not a sob story. He wants to be the hardest worker whenever he walks in any room. So basically, he attended a few colleges and he went to Baylor, met with the coach. He's not on scholarship, but the coach allowed him to walk on. And yeah, he's basically excited. He has goals of like winning a national championship for Baylor one day. And yeah, it's dope. And the cool thing about this whole entire story, he was short about $20,000 to go there. And he started a GoFundMe and they raised the money, man. He raised all $20,000 for him to be able to go there and pay for his school this year and play football, which is pretty awesome. A man born without femurs, which if you don't know what your femur is, it's where your quad muscle is, you know, between your hip and your knee. There's nothing there. It's basically just ankle and then your hip. So you're talking about somebody that physically isn't able to be as fast as, you know, me or you, just because, you know, we have our full length of our leg. It's amazing, man. The fact that he's brave enough to do that, even though, you know, we're not the biggest football fans in the world, but it's still a dupe, super dope, positive story. A man with a dream was able to achieve it even without femurs. It's nuts.
Determination, man. There's that kind of determination in everybody. That's the inspiring and the inspiration and the positive truth.
Big facts. Big facts.
Well, my last positive news story is a quick one. It's Kroger, the grocery store. Pretty sure we all know what a Kroger is. Tim, you know what a Kroger is? Ever been to one?
Nah.
Really?
I'm confused right now.
You've never been to a Kroger?
What is a Kroger? It sounds like a beer.
It's a grocery store, dog.
For real?
Yes. I think there's one on the south side, too.
Kroger? Nah.
Anyway, they're banning plastic checkout bags by 2025. And I think it's awesome. We've been doing a lot of positive news stories about people banning plastic products. to help lower help with waste. And yeah, shout out to them. They're also selling reusable bags for a dollar, which is extremely cheap. And those reusable bags are awesome. So shout out to Kroger.
Heck yeah, man. That's dope. That's like one of our first positive news stories for plastic in the U.S.
Yeah, it's been everywhere else. But you know, U.S., we're catching up.
And so, man.
We're out of positive news stories. Tim's about to get some more allergy medicine before he dies. Do you have a quote, sir?
Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. Dennis P. Kimbrough. And yes, I am trying to react as positive as I possibly can because I am struggling right now.
I think we've done that quote a lot, too.
It was like one of the highlighted ones on this page, I'm not going to lie.
So we'll be back soon with more positive news stories and special episode coming out on Monday. Tim and JoJo, super producer JoJo, talking about being a dad and me listening because I have no kids, Mom. Just letting you know. It's going to be an awesome episode. You should check it out. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.